Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
The Lord is speaking to me. He wants us to fall on our knees and praise and worship. Fall on our knees. Come down and speak to Him, sing to Him, and praise Him. Worship Him. Join Him here. And He will speak. He will speak. He will answer what you have asked for. He has so much to reveal to you. He wants you to be in your quiet place. He will speak to you and give you revelation. He will give you courage and boldness. Come to me, my children. It is time. It is time for the Spirit to fall upon you. It is time. It is time for you to draw close to me. This is the time. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the minute. Come seek me, and I will come, and I will dine with you. I will share my word with you, and I will give you things that you have not ever imagined. Come to me now. Be with me. That is my desire. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I can see it right now. I can feel that presence so greatly, the presence of God.
Thank you, Lord.
It made me think. I'm not thinking about anything outside of this place right now. There's a lot going on in the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. But it shows me the truth in God's scripture. Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I just want everybody to remember that the answer to all the issues we see in the world is not politics. It's not some knowledge that somebody else doesn't have or know about, other than the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. That's right. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
That if everybody was aware of this knowledge,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The world would be the place it was meant to be. And that if there's anything we need to share, it's the gospel. And if there's anything that has power to change, it is God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? God is good. There is nothing, there is no one like Jesus. How many say amen to that? No one like Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. How many know that? Hallelujah. You keep looking at Jesus, you're going to know the way. You're going to know the truth, and you will know the life. Amen? Come on, man. Just keep looking at Jesus. We need to quit looking at men. Amen? And focus on Jesus and the kingdom of God. Amen? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen? Hallelujah. Go after God. Go after God. Amen? How many of you know this is the time we need to be chasing after God with, I would tell you, both feet? Come on, man. Man, going after God, seeking God. Hallelujah. Can I know that? Can I just tell you that bowing and getting down on your knees can be, and it's beautiful before God, but you know, there it can be an outward thing. How many know that? To where the inside really isn't bowing. When you bow your knees before the Lord, you're bowing your heart. Amen. You're saying, God, I'm nothing, but you are everything. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I don't know how many of you just actually go in your quiet time and get on your knees and get on your face and lay on your face. I mean, that sounds kind of weird, huh? Laying on your face. I mean, but, you know, laying down and saying, Lord God, fill me with what you have for me today. Amen? I notice I throw that word in there today. How many know? Because it has to be every day. Amen? Today. This is the day the Lord's made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Amen? Hallelujah. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Amen? Brings me the title of our sermon. It says, when everything around you bites. Amen? Come on, man. How many ever had days like that? Everything around you seemed like it was biting on you. Amen? Hallelujah. When everything around you bites. Crazy. I don't know. Praise God. I was getting ready to prepare the message yesterday, and that came into my mind, and I said, this is it. When everything around you bites. So we're going to talk about Daniel in the lion's den. How many of you know Daniel in the lion's den, everything around him bites. Amen? Come on, man. So let's open your Bible to Daniel. I think it's chapter 6, I believe it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, man. How many know Daniel was in two lions' dens? Amen? Come on, man. You guys remember that? You remember that he went into two lions' dens? Amen? Everybody look at your neighbor and say, he went in two. Two. Look at him. Two, not just one, but two. Hallelujah. He went into two lions' dens. Hallelujah. Neither one of them by his choice. Neither one. Nevertheless, he was in the two lions' dens. Then we'll read the story. Hallelujah. Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would, Father God, open our hearts. Have your way. Place your word deep in our hearts, Lord. Cause us, Father God, to rise up like we've never risen up before because of the word that's been implanted into our soul and into our spirit. Cause us to be who you have designed us to be. Cause us to be who you've called us to be, Father. Cause us to be, Father God, men and women in the earth that have your glory. Cause us, Father God, to be that which is your will. So, Father, as we read your word, Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would implant this deep. I come against any foul of the air, any distraction that would try to steal the word, that would try to cause it not to be sown on good ground. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, who does exactly that. He plants. He waters. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and said, don't bite me. Don't bite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Don't bite me for this message, folks. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. Word of God says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which would be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because there was an excellent spirit in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. How many of you know, knowing God will place an excellent spirit within you? How many of you know that? How many of you are confident that because of what you know about God, he will position you and place you in places that you never thought you'd be? Because he loves you. And he wants you to prosper. How many believe that God wants you to prosper?
Amen.
How many believe that? Do you really believe it?
Yes.
Because if you really believe it, then you're going to go after him in his word. Is that right? If you really believe it, say, God, show me those treasures that are there because I do believe that you want me to prosper in the earth. Yes. How many of you know it's time that the body of Christ prospers like the world has never seen? How many believe that? Is that right? Amen. It's not about having goods. It's not about having riches. It's not about having all those things like Solomon. Is that right? It's not about that. It is about what God is doing in your life and who He is, the wisdom and the knowledge that comes through. And you know what it will do? It will bring those things to you because God desires that people would see who you are and who He is in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants to prosper you. And He prospered Daniel. He caused him to be the chief of all the presidents. The king even thought, he goes, man, I'm going to put him over the whole realm because he's got an excellent spirit in him. Hallelujah. Daniel didn't have a spirit in him. It was actually upon him. You have an excellent spirit within you. Is that okay? Isn't that nice? Hallelujah. I love that. This Daniel was, verse 4 says, and the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find no occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Isn't that cool? Couldn't find anything. Would our world, can I tell you something, folks? Our world is, it just, man, it wants to find fault in everybody. How many say amen? I mean, the president has elected a new, and you know, she's a, people are afraid because they think she's going to go against abortion and all these other things. You know what? It's time that people with godly values sit in places of authority. Godly values. Amen? I'm voting for, Come on, Mr. Trump, that's what we need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The offside, the people that don't want her in there will say, well, she's going to make decisions concerning her beliefs. They don't want her in there. So they're trying to get her to separate her beliefs from her decisions. Come on, man. We need people that are strong in their beliefs about the Lord. Yes. We need them in this nation. And I thank God for what I see happening in our country. Amen? Amen. Amen. Yeah. And it's in the midst of a time when everything seems to bite. Amen? We got violence in the streets. We got people burning down courthouses. We have all sorts of stuff going around, going on. Coronavirus. Got all these things. We need to be like Daniel. We're going to see that in just a minute. Where there's a steadfastness because he knows his God. How many know it's important that you know your God? How many know it's important that you know him personally? Not just because my grandfather was a preacher or because my dad was a preacher. You need to know him personally for you. Hallelujah. What is he saying to you personally? Come on, man. Hallelujah. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, and it says that they that know their God, that know him, will be strong. How many want to be strong and do exploits? Do things that people have never seen before. Hallelujah. It takes a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, with the Most High God. Isn't that good? It takes that relationship. Hallelujah. They couldn't find any fault nor error in Daniel. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Can I tell you, this is lion's den number one. Amen? This is a lion's den. These guys are after Daniel. They don't like him being chosen above them. They don't want him because he's a godly man. And they can't find any error in him. So they don't want him. Hallelujah. But it doesn't matter whether they want him or not. Is that right? What matters is God's choice. That's who God wants. Amen? Come on. Hallelujah. God is involved in every area of mankind. How many of you believe that? The kingdom of God rules over all. What does all mean? What does all mean? All means all. The kingdom of God rules over it. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto him, I like this, King Darius, live forever. And I can imagine, this is called brushing that, what do you call that? Polishing the coffee cup? I don't know what you want. You know, there's a word we used to call brown nosing. Yeah, is that okay? Here he is. Here they are. They say, King Darius, live forever. Oh, and I can see the king. Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely. King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute. And to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except of you, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. These guys are really putting it on. Obviously, they're lying. How many of you know that? Because they said all the presidents, Daniel was number one. He didn't go for this. Amen. They were lying to this king and they were playing on his vanity, amen? They need to ask you first, O king. Now, king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing of the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. I love this. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. How do you know that when things are going rough, it's important that you just do what you've always done with God? Amen? Amen. You just go after him. Daniel was, when he heard, he said, man, the writing has been signed. I can imagine some of those guys come out, ha ha, what are you going to do now, Daniel? Hey, man, it's been signed. The king has signed it. Daniel went home, left his windows open, just like always. Daniel wasn't going to hide. How many of you know Daniel was an experienced man of God? How many know that? He had seen God come through for him when they were going to kill all the magicians and all the wise men, which he was one of them. They're going to kill them all. And they, why is it so important? Because the king had a dream. And nobody could interpret it, but Daniel interpreted it. So God has shown himself strong on Daniel's behalf. Amen? All the time. God is behind Daniel. God was promoting Daniel. Every time something happened, God promoted Daniel. He promoted him over and over and over again with all the kings that were in Babylon. How many know that? How many know that? It's man, it is a lesson for us to know that no matter where you're at, whether you're working at Safeway, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a nurse, whether you're the president of the United States, it's important to know that God is the one that sets you up. Is that right? Hallelujah. He chooses. Come on. Hallelujah. Then the men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. They came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true. It's true. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alters not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, that guy, how many of you know that? Den of lions, amen? These guys are going after him. They want him dead. They want him out of the way. That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Not once, not twice, 3 times a day. Amen? Come on, doing the same thing he's always done. The whole world is against him now, but he's doing the same thing that he's always done. Hallelujah. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. How many of you know that sometimes we make mistakes and you say, man, you're sorry. You say, oh, this was not a good decision. But the problem with the king here, because of the law of the Medes and the Persians, they could not go back on what he had decided hadn't written. So the king was sorely displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. The king wanted him. He wanted to give him a full pardon. Amen. Then those men assembled to the king and said to the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. Now these guys are telling the king what to do. Amen? Out of position. Wouldn't you say they're out of position? Can I tell you, our world is full of people that are out of position. When you talk about our police force, or you talk about all those things, can I tell you that you are placing yourself out of position? That's not your stuff. Amen? We can't even get our own stuff right, and we want to get in everybody else's stuff. What do you think of that? The Bible talks about us not being busybodies in other men's business. Amen? Amen? Is that right? The Word of God tells us to pray for those who are in authority over us because they need prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. Get yourself out of other people's business. Tend to your own business. And if God tells you to get into somebody else, then you go. But leave it alone. Amen? Pray. Hallelujah. Here these guys are telling the king, this is what you got to do, bro. Yeah, we know you're king, but you have to abide by the law. Amen? How many know it's good to abide by the law? Amen. Absolutely, it is. It really is. Verse 16 says, and the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, your God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. He'll deliver you. There's no man that can save you now. Amen? But your God, he'll deliver you. How many know that God is your deliverer? How many of you know that when you're in a time that you got no idea to do? I like what Jehoshaphat said. He says, God, we've got no idea what we're going to do. But our eyes are on you because we don't know. How many of you said that to God? My eyes are on you, God, because I don't know what to do. There are going to be times in your life when you've got no idea what you can do. There's only one thing to do. Because I've heard people say, well, I don't know what to do. Yeah, well, you know what? We as Christians, we know what to do. Take our petition before God. Take it before him and worship him and praise him. Amen? How many say amen to that? You got to go to those things. When things are going against you, when you're in a den of lions, go to God. Let him fight your battles. Amen? I want you to notice that Daniel hardly says anything. Watch that. He doesn't say anything. When he hears about the sign, he didn't go out and try to, hey, man, you can't do that. No, no, no. He didn't go out there. He didn't say anything. I like Daniel's attitude. He said, God, you've always been with me, and I know you'll be with me now. I trust you, Lord. It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of trusting God. It's a matter of putting down your own defense and just letting God be your defense. Is that right? The Word of God says that he is a shield to those that will put their trust in him. He's a shield. Remember Star Trek? Shields up, Scotty, shields up. Man, he's your shield. And he will watch over you and he'll take care of you no matter what. He is for you and he's not against you. Do you know that? He is a God that is for you and not against you. Yeah, he knows all those little dark shadows you have within you, but he's still for you and he's not against you. Amen. He loves you very much. Rabokat. He sent his son to die for you. Daniel never spoke, never tried to defend himself. How many of you know we're good at defending ourselves? Amen? Well, get mad and you say, well, I've got an excuse why I got mad. I got an excuse for why I chewed that person out. I got an excuse for why I didn't want to run the stop, why I ran the stop sign. How many of you have ran a stop sign lately? No? Nobody's run a stop sign lately? You guys are awesome. I come out from underneath my bridge. There's a stop sign, and then from here to the front door, there's another stop sign. Well, I just kind of cruised right on through there and got to the other one. I said, I'm looking around for a police. Sorry, Jake. Jake's over here. Or a sheriff, because generally there's sheriffs sitting out there like Jake. And I went through that. You know, the Lord convicted me. Don't you show that to your grandson. Don't you show that to your grandbabies. Don't do it. It's the law. Come on. God's not raising a bunch of lawbreakers, amen? I thought, Lord, I'm sorry. God, you're right. You want me to turn around? I'll go back and stop. I didn't do that. Praise God. Praise God. Oh. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I jumped ahead. He said, he will deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. And with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel, Daniel was convicted and was placed into the lion's den. He was no reprieve. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. This king was shook up. Amen. He said, these guys, they caused me to turn against my best man. Those guys. His sleep went from him. He couldn't even sleep. Hallelujah. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste under the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable. Hallelujah. He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, oh, Daniel. I believe he was afraid that he was gone. Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions? This is where Daniel speaks. And he said, and then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Amen. I'm going to stop there for a minute. In our nation, it is time for the angels, the messengers of God, to shut the mouths. Shut the mouths of the lions. Do you hear it? Do you feel it? Woo, hallelujah. It's time that the mouths of the lions be shut. They don't own this country. They don't own the world. Guess who does? We do. It's ours. It's ours by inheritance. God said it belongs to you. Do you know that? Do you know that this nation belongs to you? Look at your neighbor and say, it belongs to you. See, because every one of us has something to do. See, there are messengers. There is a message that's within your heart and within your mind that you know that God... His kingdom rules over all, and he's given it to you. He has shut the lion's mouth. I love it. I love what Daniel said. And they have not hurt me, For as much as before him, innocency, I don't know why I'm having trouble with words, innocency has been found in me, and also before thee, O King, I have done no hurt. Can I tell you that the blood of Jesus makes you innocent? Can I tell you that? Can I tell you that the blood of Jesus, what Jesus has done for you, he has washed your sins away. There's a place in the Word of God where it says, touch not my anointed. Do you know that you're anointed by God? Do you know that? Are you sure? Do you know who you are? Do you know what God has said to you? Do you know that you're more than a conqueror? Hallelujah. Do you know that? Are you confident? That's who you are. I'm going to jump ahead, guys, just for a minute because I feel the Lord saying this. John 15:16, can you put that on? He says, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Amen? Who's he talking to? Some folks say, well, he's just talking to the disciples. No, he's talking to us. We are his disciples. Amen? He says, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you. See, you're more than a conqueror. You're chosen. You're ordained. And God says, touch not my anointed. That's what he says. You're anointed for this stuff. You're ordained for this stuff. Hallelujah. This house is full of preachers. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, man. It's who you are. Christ lives in you. Guess what? The healer lives in you. Guess what? The preacher lives in you. Hallelujah. You're more than what you think you are. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The temple of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody talk you out of that. Don't let anything that comes against you talk you out of who you are. It's who you are. You are who you are. You tell them, I am who I am. Amen? Hallelujah. That's who I am. Hallelujah. I didn't do it. He did it. He caused me to walk this way. Hallelujah. So we're going to go back. Sorry, guys. Verse 23 says, then the king was exceeding glad for him. Can you imagine that king? I think he was jumping. Come on out, Daniel. Yeah, I just say that because I like to jump. All right, he says, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Amen? How many of you believe in your God? Amen. How many of you know that no matter what you go through, you can believe in him? Amen. You can trust him. He'll take you through it. His promises are real. He says he'll heal you. You'll be healed. Amen. He said he's going to cause you to prosper in the earth. You'll prosper. Hallelujah. Because it's his word. It's his promise to you. God will not be found a liar. Do you know that? God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent about what he's told you. He has told you things and you have taken them down. You've written them down. Look them up again. Go over them again. Because he is not a liar. He will do what he said he will do. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had mastery of them. Hallelujah. And broke all their bones in pieces. Wherever they came at the bottom of the den. See, they didn't even have a chance to get to the bottom of the those lions were hungry. They've been looking at Daniel all night, licking their chops. But an angel, amen? Everybody say an angel. Do you know that God has angels? Do you know that God has a host of angels? When the Word of God talks about the army of God, he's not talking about you guys. He's talking about his angels. We are his people. We are his servants. Hallelujah. You're not designed to fight. Oh, you're going to, oh, people don't go for this. But I'll tell you what, you are designed to rest You're designed to trust God. That's what your design is. You're not designed to be battling. Oh, you're going to have a battle in your mind. You're going to have a fight over the things, thoughts and everything that are contrary to God. But win those things. Take them to God. Bring in every thought into captivity to the Lord. And you watch what he'll do. Say, God, I'm thinking this. And I know I shouldn't be thinking this, but I've got this habit of thinking this. Every time that person comes around, I just want to bite them. Take those thoughts and bring them before the Lord. And let the Lord fill you with love and compassion. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then Darius wrote unto all the people. I love what Darius does. He wrote to all the people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied to you. Amen. This is King Darius. He said, peace be multiplied to you. He's talking to the whole earth. Is that right? See, folks, we're not just in a United States thing here. We are in a whole earth thing. This world belongs to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? If God wants to send you to Africa, go. Amen. If he wants to send you to Naco, Arizona. How many know where Naco is? My family over here. Anyway, go. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a worldwide what God is doing. It's not just in your little state or a little city or in a neighborhood. He's doing it all over. Just be obedient to what God tells you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. He wrote it to all languages. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. A lot of folks will say, well, who is Daniel? Well, he is the living God, steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Do you see those words? This is King Darius speaking. But I believe that the Holy Spirit was actually giving him words to say. This kingdom will never be destroyed. It will last over every kingdom. Amen. I was talking to a guy we were talking about, and he was talking about, the Jewish people and all this stuff. I said, man, you know what's crazy? We had Egyptians. I mean, Egypt's still there, but, you know, you had Ethiopians. Ethiopians still there, yeah. Okay, but then you had all these different nations that came against Israel. You had the Roman Empire. Remember that? You had the Roman Empire that came against Israel, that ruled over Israel. The Roman Empire is no more, but Israel's there. Amen? When God sets something in order, it's in order. Amen? Amen. We possess this place that we're walking on. Do you know that? It's ours. It belongs to us. Hallelujah. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel was a man of God. How many say amen to that? That God watched over him, Daniel, isn't that right? God took care of him, huh? Is that right? Same with you. He's going to watch over. He's going to take care of you. God has placed within you his choice. You're his choice. You might not know that. You might not understand that. But he has chosen you before the foundation of the earth that you might go and bring forth fruit. Is that what the word of God says? But how many of you know we're going to have tribulation sometimes? Is that right? Sometimes it's going to bite. Amen? Sometimes things bite, and sometimes they bite hard. Is that right? But do not be afraid. Jesus said this. I'm going to give you John chapter 16, verse 33. I didn't give you that, did I? Or did I? John 16, verse 33. Jesus says this. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. nice words. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Those are nice words. Amen. Does it have any meaning to you? That's the thing. I will say this again and again and again till we begin to believe what God's word is saying to us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20 says this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's not I that lives. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. Do you see that? That's why he says here, don't be afraid. Do not fear. I have overcome the world. Hey, just let him be seen in your life. Hey, step back. It's not me anymore. It's him. He overcome the world. And watch what happens. It's who he is. We are overcomers because of him. Is that right? We are conquerors, more than a conqueror. And you know what more than a conqueror looks like? What does more than a conqueror look like? Hallelujah. Looks like Jesus. And that's who you are. This morning, what I feel God is wanting to do is that anybody that's going through any kind of bite, how's that? Anything that's biting you, I want to invite you up here so we can just quickly pray for you. Because I know that in this world, you will have tribulation. I know that. But don't be afraid, for he's overcome the world. And sometimes we just need prayer. We just need to refocus. So I'm going to invite you. I'm going to open this area right here. We can call it the altar if you'd like. We're going to open this up so that you can come and you can pray and you can just let God know, God, I'm trusting you. How many of you are trusting God? I'm trusting him. Life bites sometimes. Do you know that Job was surrounded by bites? He lost his sheep, his oxen. He lost his cattle. He lost his camels. And then he lost his sons and his daughters in a tornado. Life bites sometimes, amen? The Apostle Paul, shipwrecked. On his way to prison, life bites. On his way to prison, shipwrecked, gets off the boat, gets into, it's freezing weather, gets onto land, throwing wood on the fire so they can warm up, and a snake bites him. Amen? Life bites sometimes, but purpose, God's purpose is in the bite. Do you know that? He shook it off. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, he's either a dead man. I mean, he didn't die. They said, he's a God of some sort. So they began to look at him a little bit different. Opened an opportunity for the glory of God. And he healed the king of that little island. Amen? Sometimes life bites, but the bites are for a purpose. To strengthen and build you and let people around you say, now that man, that woman, they're different. How many are different this morning? So I want to open these altars. Let us pray for you. Let us speak a word of God over you.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.